This is Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with the answer to a roadside mystery.
When you're driving through Wisconsin, you might pass the time by trying to spot out-of-state license plates or unusual billboards. Some Wisconsinites, however, are on the lookout for wild veggies, specifically asparagus. But why is asparagus so prominent along the roadsides in Wisconsin? And how did it get there? WPR's Sarah Lear brings us the answer.
A crop-related mystery has puzzled Ann Meyer Schmidt since she was a child. While on family road trips from the Waupun area, she'd look out the window and wonder,
why is there so much asparagus growing along the roadsides in central Wisconsin?
Now 71, Schmidt reached out to WPR's Wisconsin to get to the root of this mystery. To answer her question, I hopped in the car with Mark Renz, a UW-Madison professor who specializes in plants.
Yeah, we're going to make some rights and some lefts.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to go straight, and this is going to tee into a road.
We pull over at the side of a quiet street just south of Madison, and Renz points out a green plant. It's late September, which means the asparagus has started to flower. It's nearly 4 feet tall with wispy-looking fronds.
It looks like dill to me.
It is very similar looking to dill.
Now back to the question. Why is there so much roadside asparagus in central Wisconsin? First, the phenomenon isn't unique to central Wisconsin. Renz says there's wild asparagus throughout the state and beyond.
You could go to New York, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Illinois, and you would see the same thing.
It's a story that goes back decades to the farmers who planted the crop. Many of those homesteads are long gone, but the asparagus keeps growing.
We took over old farmhouses and converted their gardens into the edge of the road.
Asparagus is a perennial with long roots. Those roots allow the plant to come back year after year. The veggies are ready to harvest in the spring when the tasty spears begin poking a few inches out of the soil. But the best time to spot wild asparagus is in the fall, when the plant goes to seed and grows several feet tall. La Crosse resident Dennis Glover loves to forage in his spare time. It's a skill he learned as a child. During trips to visit his grandparents in DeForest, Glover remembers his mom jumping out of the car to scoop up asparagus.
But it was always seemed like she was just a magician, that she could see it, the first spears pop up in the spring.
Glover often finds asparagus growing near fences or telephone lines. He says that's because those are the places where birds like to sit.
The birds will eat the seeds and then poop them out, basically. Into the ditch lines near old farms.
Renz, the UW professor, cautions against eating asparagus foraged from alongside busy streets. Along with other pollutants, he warned that some roadsides are sprayed with herbicide to control weeds.
We have stuff coming and washing off the roads, which could be oil. We can have asbestos from brakes getting on here, and so we could be ingesting that.
Renz says wild asparagus flourishes throughout fields and prairies of Wisconsin, not just along roads. While asparagus is pretty common in this state, it's by no means ubiquitous.
We drove half a mile and we just saw one other plant. So it's common, but not dominating the landscape.
Many home gardeners can identify asparagus, and Renz believes they may be more likely to notice asparagus compared to other plants. After all, once you know what to look for, it's hard to miss. So the next time you're driving through Wisconsin in the fall and you see a tall, floofy-looking plant, think about that asparagus and know that its roots may predate the road itself.
WPR's Sarah Lear brought us that story on roadside asparagus. And this story idea came from an audience question as part of WPR's Wisconsin Project. Send us your questions and we might answer it in a future Wisconsin Life segment. Go to WPR.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowland Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to make sure you catch every single Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast. And find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
This is Wisconsin Today.